Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2019. And morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Matthew. How you doing?
You just moshed in here at the beginning of this song.
I did. I'm feeling it today.
Now, when you ran into did you jump up against the wall and then bounce off and then turn the other direction, or was that a misstep?
No, I didn't hit the wall, I don't think. I just did a spin.
Oh, you just it was a
I
spin?
I just did a spin, yeah.
Okay. But I had my headphones on. I couldn't hear the compression.
Hard to spin in boots.
Oh, yeah. Spin in boots.
I'm not wearing cowboy boots where I can just spin on the heel.
Right.
I've never worn cowboy. Well, I wore cowboy boots as a little kid, but not since then.
I've had my phases with cowboy boots. They just, unless they've changed the way they make cowboy boots, the toes just push your toes in, and eventually, you know, you're going to look like you have old women feet.
Yeah.
Because they push your toes together.
Well, you get that big knob beside your big toe on the
outside. It looks like your feet are too sweeting.
Yeah.
It really does. You have those knuckles that go up real high, and then the other one, it's like your foot's clenching up.
Yeah.
Because I had you won't know which one I'm talking about. I had a grandma whose foot, because she wore heels, and lady shoes all the time,
mm-hmm.
that her feet were literally like an arrow pointing towards her.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was very hurtful. It looked really bad. Like, if she said, "I was going to kick your ass," it would hurt if she really kicked you in the ass with her foot.
For real, though, do you have a big knob on the inside of the foot by the big toe?
Absolutely. It looked like it was all just crunked up.
Just a big knot there beside your big toe.
Yeah. It looked like a dinosaur on all fours crawling across the land.
Yeah. I think most people had a grandma. At least one of their grandmas had that going on. One of mine did. The other one didn't.
How in the world is it taking all that? I mean, now we're finally cognizant of feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell, back up into the... Well, there's been nice shoes you could buy, but like I remember wearing shoes in the 80s that literally the bottom of them were no more thicker than like three sheets of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was nothing.
People are saying you could wear square toe cowboy boots.
Okay, see, there's been innovations.
Yeah.
I want a pentagram shaped cowboy boot.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Sure.
I'm gonna get it for Fat Boy for Christmas.
Anything is.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'll take it.
Is it Paige? You did ballet.
I did.
Well, this is a personal question. May I see your feet? No, you don't have to take your shoes off. But do you have any kind of injuries to your toes? I guess it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I've broken many toes, and I've had surgery on my feet to correct.
Just for ballet?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it!
Yeah,
wow.
It's easy to break a toe when you do ballet. I mean, it's just...
I'd break a hip.
Just landing in different things. And, you know, not only did I do ballet, I did a lot of contemporary. So that was just painful. And I have the ball, like the top of my feet from dancing barefoot and contemporary.
Mm-hmm. You have a ball on top of your foot?
No. You want to build up that callus so you can do turns and it doesn't hurt.
Oh, man. See, I have a callus on the bottom of my foot that I think now I walk differently. Oh, duh. But I think I show less pressure to that foot, and it throws off my whole everything.
Most people do something like that.
Yeah, but what do I do? Do I put one Dr. Scholl's in one shoe and not in the other one, or what do I do? See a podiatrist?
Yeah, see a podiatrist. You can have an insert that makes you correct.
It is going to sell me like an $80 pumice stone.
Or just learn how to walk.
Better.
Learn how to walk.
Yeah, I'm still learning how to walk since I had back surgery. I never knew for 31 years, and I'm still learning now.
You ever see people in, especially like maybe lower budget movies or even like reality shows where they're pretending to walk,
mm-hmm.
and they're like over, not enunciating, but over just overacting walking.
They're like people who came from the theater.
Yeah, that's the way you walk now. Because I think you think more about how you're walking, and when you think about how you walk, your back is straight, mm-hmm. you're walking around like in a slower Vince McMahon kind of trot. Yeah.
Yeah. His trot, he kicks some legs out to the side because he's got bad hips.
Well, he's overacting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the bad hips, man.
Right. Well, that too.
His feet are angled straight out because he has bad hips.
And Fatboy, when he walks, he points his toes. The way you walk is also odd. I'm critiquing everybody's walk now.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Like, how's it look?
You point your toes out, and like, it's almost like you're trying to kick the walls as you walk down the hallway.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
But your back is straight as hell.
But not like a sailor.
What do you mean?
Because they're like side to side.
Oh, no, but not the oh, yeah, yeah. But it's almost like a very proud walk.
Yeah, sway.
Never noticed.
Yeah.
It's like bad for the back to have the toes angled out like that. It's really bad for you.
Or to turn them in.
Yeah, they need to be straight on. Straight on. In a line.
Everybody will call you bow-legged, even if you're not. Bow-legged. Is that a slur these days? Bow-legged? What is it based off of? Riding a horse?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Riding things.
You bow-legged. And brown, you're brown-headed and bow-legged.
Mm-hmm.
Bow.
I didn't sleep worth a crap last night. I don't know why.
What happened?
I don't know. Went to bed at a decent time, and I kept waking up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been hard to sleep lately. I think it's because it's
the moon.
Springtime now. Yeah, bunch of activity.
A lot of activity. It's the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Full moon. All that stuff's going on. All the energies are being wasted.
Yeah. You know, it's equinox time. That's what happens. Hard to sleep.
Yeah.
Hard to sleep.
So what's everybody up to? I got nothing going on. I come to you today with an empty plate.
I'm faced with a difficult decision for the weekend.
What? Oh, Lord God. Oh.
I know. I can either...
There's only so many bars and so many hours.
I have two options for my Saturday as it stands right now. I can either go see a killer metal show. Throw the horns up. Killer metal show.
Yeah.
Seriously, the best metal band I've ever heard come out of the state of South Carolina.
Hmm.
Including Nile.
No.
Yeah. And they're not playing there, but, you know, them included, this band is the best metal band I ever heard come out of South Carolina. Or...
Is it Lecherous Nocturne?
No, it's Fall of an Empire. Or I can go to a party at a rock band's house.
At a rock band's house?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Where there are a couple bands playing at the house.
God, that's got to be awesome. But also, like, I wouldn't like that many people in my house all the time. But still, though, if it's a rock band, they all live together, and then they're having a concert at their house.
Yeah, so do I go see the metal show, or do I go to the witch house? Which one? Which one?
Which house?
Uh-huh.
The witch house.
I know what
I don't know. Which one?
7-year witch house.
Okay.
That one.
So I think
just
that
did
one sounds
Abbott
like,
and Costello on me.
That one sounds like a time you'll never forget, so I would say the latter.
But he wants a time that maybe he will forget.
Oh, yeah.
And have to look back at social media.
Oh, yeah.
And remember what happened.
You might not want to go to that one.
Isn't that a fun game to play sometimes? You know, say white people get the greatest adventures of ordering things on Amazon, and then 3 days later when it arrives, they're like, oh, yeah, I forgot I ordered this.
Oh, yeah. It's a popcorn popper I'll give somebody for Christmas.
It's also drinking hard and then checking your social media the next day.
Yeah.
Also fun surprises.
Whoa. I did that? Sorry.
So, first of all, Witch House, I get it because they're 7-year witch, the band, but they should call it the coven.
Yeah.
That's what witches live in. Paige, am I right with that?
From what I've been watching on American...
Not that you're a witch.
No, American Horror Story. They would teach you that.
They live in a coven.
Yeah. That's
I said coven, fat boy, not oven. Don't freak out. So, tell them to change it to the coven.
Yeah, I agree with that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Is it decorated like a witch's house? I mean, do they have like cauldrons out there with bubbling body parts and stuff in it?
Probably not.
Imagine that house. I want to trigger treat there. I want to go to the 7-year witch house.
Yeah, you do.
They'll be jamming out and, you know, sacrificing things. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be a real witch house.
Oh, yeah. Man.
They should do their old haunted house at the witch house. I mean, the coven.
See?
I would go to the coven.
Do they all live together?
Yeah. We just said that. Where you been?
Well, we didn't say all of them live together.
Oh, yeah.
How many witches are in this band?
Well, there's four of them.
And they're guys.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be 7-year warlock?
No, that doesn't sound nearly as cool.
I know it doesn't sound cool, but...
it's got to sound cool, man.
A witch is a woman. Cool. A warlock's a man.
That's true.
I gotcha, yeah.
But maybe they're not the 7-year witch as much as they're, you know, embodying what would be a 7-year witch.
But then again, they practice witchcraft, so that they don't...
Do they?
Warlocks practice witchcraft.
No, I'm talking about 7-year witch.
I don't think they do.
I think one of them is a Southern Baptist.
Y'all yeah. get me uninvited, damn.
No, I'm
nine still invited. You get a plus one?
Maybe. Probably not y'all, though.
No, I'm very busy. what? Yeah, I would go to that.
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah.
I wish I could be in two places at once yet again.
Yeah.
There's always...
Like, well, tell one of them to change it to Friday.
If you're sitting around... there's other things going on Friday. I got to hang out with the handsome Duncan Morrow on Friday night. There's so much happening around the upstate.
You're doing brunch with Edwin McCain on Sunday.
No,
right?
I bailed on that.
Edmund McCain?
McCain. It's his cooler brother. But there's so much going on in the upstate. If you're ever sitting around at the house on a weekend, bored, thinking there's nothing to do, I don't know how.
I know. That Greenville.
So much going on around here.
I mean, there always is.
Really, there is.
Getting ready to build a convention center downtown. Right on the Reedy River, so you could just literally drive your boat.
More condos.
To the convention center.
On the river?
Yeah. Need that down.
Why not? You could raft to it.
Yeah, there you go. That's
see
better.
All these businessmen and businesswomen riding John boats down to the convention center off the Reedy River?
Wrist, nod, nod.
We don't want to have any dangerous emissions coming out of these cars.
So the last piece of developable real estate is going to be condos.
It's gone.
Yep.
It's gone. Yeah, that Greenville.
Yeah.
See, we've been telling you about
sprawling.
The horror of telling you this is going to happen. And now they're actually going to, do you know this? They're going to actually build a hospital on top of Intercom.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are. Yep.
That's nice.
It's available space.
Then we get that jet port we've always wanted.
That's right. Well, we have one over in Greer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It used to be called the jet port.
Yeah. Maybe a closer one.
Yeah. Closer than two exits up the road.
Teleport.
Yeah. So, go with the house party. Always go with the house party. Now, let me ask you this about this.
What?
I've been to many, many house parties. Some of them have went all night long with no interruption.
Kid and Playthrough are the best ones.
Others have been lasted maybe as long as an hour before the lawman was called.
Yeah.
For noise and gunfire and things like that. So, is this in a place where it could go a while?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
so the witches live on a farm. It sounds like
no, I'm not saying where they live, and people show up.
They live on the mountain.
I'm not gonna sit on the radio and ruin the whole party.
Don't sit on it.
I'm not gonna sit on the radio and
don't
ruin the whole
do
party.
Do it.
No.
Did they do Witchy Woman? That's a great text.
No.
They should do a cover of Witchy Woman.
No, they might hate the Eagles as much as I do. I hope they do.
Get them in here to play one day. We'll have a studio party.
Sure.
If they want to.
Yeah.
Hell, why not?
You guys want to get up early? Nah, man, but we will.
We'll stay up late. Go to bed at 10 a.m., man. They look like Led Zeppelin. And I don't mean that in a Greta Van Fleet, put down.
Uh-uh.
They kind of, I mean, maybe not even Led Zeppelin, but they look like you'd see them in, like, what was the, Hate Street? Asbury Park, all mm-hmm. that?
Yeah,
kind
of 70s.
They look like rock and roll instead of just dudes wearing blue jeans and T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Because over time, rock and roll became like, you look like you just were in Hot Topic and a tornado hit,
mm-hmm.
or you were just dudes in blue jeans and T-shirts. And
oh, I know exactly what it is. It's what was happening in America when you had like, you know, Motley Crue, everybody's talking about again now with the big hair, the teased hair, the eyeliner, the mm-hmm. makeup, everything. And then when grunge came in and like, you know, Limp Bizkit and all that... hip-hop rap or whatever, or yeah. rock or whatever it was called, it totally, like, made men be like, you don't men don't care about fashion.
Yeah.
Men do not dare wear makeup.
No.
And it became this whole machismo thing, but also I'm sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like sad cheesemo.
Sad cheesemo is what
yeah,
it was.
It was sad cheesemo, and that stuck around for like 30 years somehow.
And then if you became a guy in a rock band who cared about, you know, because you got like Zach Wild, God bless Zach Wild, but I mean the guy literally looks like he rolled out of a cave.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
And you know, if a rock star was up there, you know, imagine Freddie Mercury today. Wow. He would be successful, but not in the genre that you think.
And not to that extent. If you look at other people who are kind of vocalists like him, styles like his, they don't go as far as him.
What do you think more? Society shapes music or music shapes society? Which one? There has to be the tug of war there.
There is. It's a give and take, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more than the other one?
Though usually art shapes culture. Culture shapes art somewhat.
But then music videos changed. I mean, that changed. That put the look on there.
And now those are nothing anymore.
And those are nothing anymore. I can't keep up. That's why we do headlines. Paige will tell us everything that's going on with that.
She keeps us in the loop, Matthew.
She keeps us in the loop, makes us sound like we know what we're talking about.
We're just over here aging rapidly.
That's it.
But you look fine.
Each and every minute of the show.
You look good doing it. That's all that matters.
That's right. You like the eyeliner? Is it too much?
I love the guy liner. Yeah.
Thank you. Guy liner.
Remember that?
Sad cheesemo.
I know. Yes. I love the shirt and I know.
Thank you. I'm wearing a pearl snap. Got a hole in my jeans. Oh, man. Still wearing these jeans with the hole.
I didn't notice that.
Did you put a patch on them?
No, it's my
shorts. That's your boxers.
That's the new nine.
It's literally right by the zipper.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ladies? Have you ever gotten lazy and just pulled it out of there?
No, it's got a bunch of threads in it still. You get tangled up.
Oh, that would, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't feel good.
You can have a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh.
But it wouldn't be like my dad's was.
No.
Plus, my dad was older. I mean, my dad was hanging out of his shorts at a Myrtle Beach Mall.
Whoops.
People were laughing at us, and I thought it's because I was a fat kid wearing like poor kid clothes. And now it turned out my dad's testicle was hanging out of his shorts leg.
Oh,
shorts leg. You know, it was the 80s short shorts. I mean, yeah. There it was.
It's a good look.
Yeah. Be careful, Jim. I'll do that thing you do for me when I have something in my beard, and you kind of point to it and do that thing. Like that. I'll point to you and say, "Hey, dude, your wang's out."
Oh, it's compression shorts, so it can't come out.
Okay. Yep.
Is that why you wear them?
No, I just wear them.
It takes
like
you so long to get to the bathroom. Okay. You have to pull all the layers off.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'm not careful, I'll rip the hole bigger.
When you uncompress the pants, is like your hand ever get stuck in there?
No, it's not vacuum locked. No.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Don't you wish?
I'm putting my pants back on. If I had that technology, I'd wear a bodysuit of that under all my clothes and just hook up the rainbow vac to it every morning before I leave.
You look so good.
I'm wearing a body wrap, but it's just my clothes.
You need me to release some of the pressure?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Nine's back out. All right, so this morning an all-new Facebook Fussin', which you'll get to see that shirt that Paige was complimenting Nine on.
Yeah.
Because we'll be live on video.
Yes, we will.
Live on video sounds like it's pre-taped. We're live for you to watch.
Yes, we are. Live for you to watch.
It's weird, I know. We're still trying to get used to what to call that. It's we're on the radio, but then certain portions of the show are broadcast live via video.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook Fussin' always live at facebook.com/riseguys.
But you can't say it's a TV thing because it's not on TV. It's just like some kind of video streaming. Here we go, video streaming.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. All right, so we got Brandon Facebook Fussin' coming up always 7:30 on Thursdays. You already know. Plus, we'll talk about our brackets and see how we stand. Because last night was games. Or was last night NIT?
Yeah, there was some NIT last night, and there were some playing games.
Yeah.
First four. It starts today.
Okay. Also, we have tickets to see Black Keys and Modest Mouse in LaLanna. We're going to bring back an oldie but a goodie. You've heard of the game Password. Well, we play Assword. It's a fun game that we'll be playing today. You'll be able to get paired up with a couple of us and win tickets to see the Black Keys and Modest Mouse in LaLanna. All right. We also need you to take this down right now. 1-800-774-0093. Who sang that song?
What?
Baby, write this down.
Oh, George Strait.
That's right. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us also at 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. And then we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media touch points.
Yes, we are.
All right. I hit all the things there.
Yeah.
Paige, what are we working on in the Plex this morning?
Well, Matt Man turned this woman on to me. Ooh. Or vice versa, this person to follow on Instagram. And everybody is rejoicing that the baby is finally here. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I don't rejoice it.
You don't rejoice it
no,
at all?
No, I'm going to miss it.
You're going to miss how she broke the toilet seat and all that kind of stuff?
I'm going to miss all her mishaps and all her... Yeah, I'm going to miss it. But regardless, we'll bring everybody in on what we're talking about next.
Yeah.
In your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. Here we go now.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. All right, let's talk about the baby is here, and the star that was pregnant for so long finally had her baby. And Matt Mann, you want to reveal who that blessed woman was for so many months that we just kind of got a good look at her life through her pregnancy?
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh.
Don't give it away.
No, it was Jessica Simpson.
Gestation. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know how fun it was until you told me that I had to follow her on Instagram. And
I started following her because of, I was told that... her pregnancy photos are not that they're sexy, but like they just show like how it's gotta suck to really like carry a child and like for 9 months of your life, and it shows all the like that chick is still beautiful.
Yes.
But like she's all just like in so much pain and she's posting pictures and it's funny as hell.
Right. Her foot was
like, I'm gonna miss the fact that she's not all miserable and hot also.
Oh my gosh. The bikini shot I'm looking at right now where her belly is humongous. And
yeah.
So she's so brave to show that.
She is so brave, Paige.
And then the broken toilet seat picture where she said, I should have known not to lean back on a toilet being pregnant.
I think that one was staged because a few days later she posted a new toilet with the brand maker on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got you on that.
That one was a work.
All right. So Jessica gave birth to a baby girl on Tuesday. Her name is Birdie May. And Birdie May is the third child for Jessica and her husband, Eric Johnson. They also have a 6-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. So Jessica's 38 years of age.
She named her daughter after the wide, wonderful whites of West Virginia.
What was the daughter's name?
No, the Birdie May.
Birdie May.
Yeah, the matriarch. Yeah. That was D. Ray White's wife. Birdie May White.
Birdie May.
Hmm.
That's Mamie's mama.
Aw.
Fat Boy, look at that picture of Jessica Simpson right there.
Jesus.
It's so weird, right? How it's a hot pick, but also she just looks miserable.
I mean, she already had some big ones.
God. Wow. I'm not even talking about that. Yeah, I am. Gestation. So how big's the baby? It had to be a monster.
The baby was almost 11 pounds. 10 pounds, 13 ounces to be exact. And, you know, I don't know about the weight of the other babies when they were born, but that was a healthy baby, Birdie May is.
Good Lord. Yeah. Nobody even scoffed at that.
That's a big kid.
I weighed 10 pounds, 2 ounces, and there were, like, doctors, like, from other floors coming to see me, my mama said. Yeah. I was so big.
Yeah. So no wonder why she scoffed so much. There's a big baby cooking in there.
Did she deliver or C-section?
That I don't know if what her delivery was, but I imagine...
See, I would imagine her being like a girl who would, you know, show her belly and dresses and, you know, things like that. She probably wouldn't want to have that scar. But now the scar is not like it used to be. Well, that's true, Paige. She didn't have a choice. I'll just leave him in there.
Yeah.
Now the scar is just a very minute little thing.
Mm-hmm.
It used to, you know. God bless my mama. Yeah. She took it. She did.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be a big hole for me to come out. The C-section, you know?
Yeah. Blessed event. Glad you're here. Glad Birdie May is here, too.
Well, I'm glad we're all here.
I saw in the news a couple of weeks ago, or, you know, I can't remember exactly when, but a woman gave birth to a 15-pound baby recently.
God. Oh.
Birth.
Birth. Birth.
Yes.
Well, and I also saw... Where did I see this? It was something over the weekend that there's like a internal argument amongst women that if you have a C-section, you're not truly giving birth to the child. Like, you're the mom, and you, yeah, you gave birth to that child, but women who actually
go labor, crown, and everything else, they know what birth feels like.
Yeah, so they almost think they have a badge of honor over ladies who were cut open and the child was removed.
You ever been cut open
surgery?
It sucks so bad. I mean, childbirth would be worse, but
yeah,
it's not like one is that much better than the other. Getting cut open sucks.
And maybe the recovery from childbirth might be a little hard, too. I mean, each way, it's hard because, you know, when you have a C-section, you can't lift a lot of stuff. You got to, you know. So.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to argue about which ways, who had it worse, maybe some of y'all don't have them.
I mean, it's not like you have a choice. It's up to the doctors to decide which way this baby's coming out, and you just have, you know, can't.
You can't say, no, don't cut me open. I'm a model. You can't say that.
Well, nobody's, you know.
Make the baby lose weight before he comes out.
Nobody's going to care at that point because you just want that baby out.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well,
how much do you weigh, fat boy, if I may ask? Do you even know?
I don't even know.
No. I only know because I was told over and over again that I was so fat.
Really?
10 pounds, 2 ounces. I'll never forget it.
Let's go back and look.
How much do you weigh, Jim? You're like 8 pounds, right?
Seven something.
Yeah,
seven something.
I was about 7.
Yeah.
My brother was a preemie, and I don't know what. I think he was like preemie. 5 pounds.
Mm. Well, he's made up for it since.
He has. He's just overcompensated for all that mess. All right. Well, the average American has $723 worth of junk that they could sell. It is spring cleaning, so if you got to go through your stuff, it's something to think about, things that you need to get rid of that you just hold on to. Women are a little worse on holding on to stuff than men. 48 unused items compared to 36 for guys. And sometimes we're overwhelmed by all of our junk, but we don't know how to sort through it and get rid of it.
I'm overwhelmed by my junk sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you only when he's standing in the mirror out of the shower.
Yeah. So
I'm usually taken aback by it.
You're pleasantly pleased.
Taken from behind by it.
Oh, boy. All right. So what do we have? 43% of us have those old electronics that we need to get rid of. A lot of stuff people don't use. You hold on to.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what, though? What do you do with them? eBay or whatever, but yard sales, they're never profitable.
No.
I mean, you might sit out there for 5 or 6 hours and make $100. I mean, okay, and then you got to haul all the stuff. You know what I mean?
You can recycle electronics at the county facilities in Greenville. I've taken broken TVs and all kind of stuff up there to the recycling trailer.
Really?
Yeah, they got it's always full of computer monitors and computers and printers and all kind of crap. TVs.
Nickel?
No, it's only for electronics.
Monitors?
Monitors, yeah, monitors.
Home decor, 45%. Maybe that lamp that you have stored or something that you want to save for later on. Shoes, 48% of us have shoes that we don't wear anymore. And books, 55% of us have a few that we'll never, ever read again, and we just hoard them.
You know what? I notice people seem to have a lot of books is a good one. But people will have, like, every cell phone they ever owned in a drawer somewhere.
That was my husband.
They have, like, 18 cell phones. Like, why do you have all these obsolete? Because you can, there's places to donate those for recycling because they ain't worth nothing
right
to
here.
You.
I'm afraid that there's pictures on there I haven't gotten off.
That was my husband. He was afraid that he didn't want his information getting out there.
Yeah. Like, I have a keychain that was a, what do you call the little zip drive? Is that what they're called?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, the bracket on it or whatever, it's not even something you can plug into a computer anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's got pictures of my kid on there. And I just guess in the future there'll be some way
that you can retrieve it.
That I can get it all on. There'll be some kind of master outlet you can plug anything to.
Yes.
There you go.
You know, how Apple's got different plugs and all these other ones, there'll be a master plug.
Well, old clothes, you have a ton of those.
One plug order.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of clothes, yes.
65% of us say that we have clothing we'll never wear. And, you know, sometimes you may have things that are too small and you're thinking one day you'll be back in those.
Once a quarter I do that. Yeah. I go through the thing and then I donate all the stuff to fine organizations like the Justice League where Paige works.
Yes, the Justice League.
I mean Junior League.
Thank you.
I just outed Paige's Wonder Woman. I apologize, yes. Paige.
That's all right.
Don't put that on the podcast.
No, as long as it goes to a good charity, I'm happy about it. So
that's right. And you're fighting crime at the same time.
I'm fighting crime in Greenville. It's a beautiful thing. Yes. All right. Well, do what you can do. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Fantastic. We're gearing up, boy. Oh, boy. It starts today.
Oh, yeah.
It starts today. All the vasectomies around the world are going to start. Men are going to get the flu. Women are going to get the flu perhaps, too. Women like this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Plus, people love to not work.
People love it. People love it. Fat Boy, what's going on in the world of sports?
Apple is trying to change the way you watch sports. Working on something pretty big. You might not have to watch full games anymore.
Just
how many
highlights.
People do that now?
Yeah. I mean, that's what SportsCenter is.
Pretty much.
It's a compilation.
Yeah, and you'll sit there and watch the same highlights for 3 hours on loop.
Well, if you're at the bar and you don't have the remote. Well,
thank you, Kevin Nagandi.
All right, we'll get into that and much, much more in Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody. It's almost a week.
All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
We told you, man. Not like we had to tell you, but Apple's usually on the forefront of cutting-edge technology. Though this was something Twitter kicked around earlier, too. But Apple wants to streamline sports to you in video form, mainly just highlights of live events.
Yeah.
Because they don't think people are watching full games anymore.
Kid, Lord.
I don't know if they are or not. It's hard to tell.
Well, some people are and some people are not.
I think at this point, if you do watch full games, you got something involved fantasy-wise, money-wise, or you're just a real fan. Because I don't think casually anybody's going to draw a fan to a full
game. Nobody's got the attention span.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm literally surprised. I'm not kidding. God bless everybody that listens. I'm surprised of how the time spent listening is on our podcast. Yeah. I'm just amazed that people just, you know, and I'm glad they don't. Don't mishear what I'm saying. I'm just shocked that the attention spans.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a good 20 minutes yesterday going back on the Chicken Hour, too, talking about the hidden blank and the Little
yeah.
Mermaid guest.
Yeah, that was fun.
Sarah. Yeah.
That was funny.
It's got a hidden one. This will be all major sports, the big four in our country. But they're talking about how they're going to get the rights fees to all this stuff. I think that's the problem Twitter ran into was rights fees. Seems to be everybody's issue these days. Everybody wants a little chunk.
Mm.
The NFL especially. Good God. They want a dollar every time you turn around. If you want to watch basketball tonight, tonight's the big one.
Tonight is the night.
So it starts today. Starts at noon, but tonight, Wofford plays at 9:30. You got to stay up.
Yeah.
Stay up to watch them play Seton Hall. But Wofford's in the tournament, man. Furman's out. They were in the NIT. They lost to Wichita State. The Shockers. It would have set up Furman at Clemson in the second round had they won. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's too many games to read off. I mean, this game's from 12 hours from now till Monday or Sunday night. It's the time of year. Everybody takes off for work. Your local bar is going to be packed at noon. Everybody waiting to watch the games. Duke doesn't play till Friday night. I think Friday night.
Right now, there's a four-way tie between me, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy at zero.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I just uploaded the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any points for picking Bob Hurley in Arizona State last night.
Evidently not. That was the nit.
You want a quick little stat?
Oh, God dang it.
I bet that hurt.
It did.
It sounded painful. It was loud.
I'm sorry.
Only 2%. Of people will gamble more than $100 on March Madness this year. 24% of people who filled out a bracket did it randomly without putting any thought and effort into it, which, come on, that's the way to do it, right?
I did it because my boss from Mars made me do it.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
I figured those brackets it out.
Thank you.
You got until 15 minutes before opening tip to update your brackets.
Yeah, at 933theplanetrocks.com. Go sign up if you haven't yet.
They'll win you a bunch of stuff.
Win you.
We can't.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. But the grand prize alone is $1,375 worth of stuff.
That's wonderful.
So remember yesterday when we told you Robert Kraft was offered a plea deal?
Oh, yeah.
If he accepts the deal, he admits there's enough evidence to convict him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he filed a motion to suppress evidence, so he's going to fight it. No plea deal for Kraft. He doesn't want the video out because, you know, it's going to come out at some point. And they're like, it's, you know, undeniably Kraft in the video.
How long does the video last?
I don't know. I think there's a couple different ones.
Oh.
But the FBI set up surveillance in the place for a long time.
God.
There's a bunch of people on it. I guess he don't want you to see what he's working with. I don't know what the angle is. If it's up top looking down, the back of his head or what. They have multiple angles.
Yeah. If they didn't have him in his car and him with the $100 bill and all that, he could probably say it wasn't him.
Yeah. I don't know if he's even seen it. But I don't know how good FBI surveillance is now.
I would say that's John Lithgow. That's not me.
Every time somebody robs a bank, you can't tell. They look like a pixelated person walking in the door.
Yeah, no crap.
Yeah, we're on the lookout for this suspect pictured here. It's like, why is your camera so crappy?
Why is it so bad?
But if you drive through the toll road, though, and don't stop, they'll be able to read that license plate. Yeah. I can speak to that.
They got a clear one. They must have cop cam. That's how clear it is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Conor McGregor got into some trouble. So it got people to talking. When's he going to come back and fight? When's he going to come back? Conor McGregor said he would like a stake in the company before he considers taking another fight. Talking about the UFC. He wants a piece of the pie.
Well, you know what? He is he's due something.
Yeah, and
he's got people talking about, at least talking about him.
Yeah. I don't know how much of the pie is going to be left because they announced that all the pay-per-views are going to go through ESPN Plus.
Yeah, at least in the States. That's right.
For UFC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is, $7-$8 a month for their extra subscription. A lot of people don't like it, man. They don't want to subscribe per month for all
that. What happened? Like, what happened with UFC? Same thing that happened with Affliction attire, Ed Hardy and all that?
It was really popular there for a while. It was a big, maybe a fad, and then they tried to capitalize on it, and the process of trying to capitalize on it and ingrain themselves, they kind of get too big
watered
for their
down.
Bridges, watered down.
Yeah,
in a sense, it's almost like too much talent, too many fighters at a certain point.
Like a WWE issue, kind of.
Yeah, like they didn't want any competition, so there wasn't any true competition. They have a little more than WWE's had, but there isn't any true competition still.
Yeah, there was a lot, man. You had a fight every weekend. You couldn't really keep up because they're so deep.
Yeah, there's like three cards a week now. Like, just too much.
Bring back Tough Man contests.
Butterball.
Those are awesome, man.
Butterbean.
And going and watching those at the auditorium.
That's sports. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, you got to go to the bathroom?
Late. Well, that too, but I ran late.
Well, I wanted to take this time to tell you a quick 10-minute story. No, just kidding. Well, take a break. We get next hour. Facebook fussing still on the way. More Rise Guys. Black Keys tickets today, too. Good morning, everybody.
They're local guys.
Keeping it loud and local.
They stay local.
Proud to be the Upstate's local morning show. This is the Rise Guys on 93.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.